State Attorney General Phil Weiser announced Wednesday that Coloradans deceived by TurboTax campaigns will receive funds from a multi-state settlement. TurboTax's parent company, Intuit Incorporated, will pay over $2.5 million in misleading low-income residents and military community members into buying its online tax products. TurboTax is an online tax filing service. TurboTax FreeFile is a free service provided in partnership with the federal government for low-income earners. An investigation found the company designed its website and associated search tools to deliberately lead clients away from the free online service to into its for-sale version. The company will pay over 80,000 payments in Colorado alone. Impacted residents will receive about $30 each year that they were deceived into buying TurboTax's so-called free edition during the 2016 to 2018 tax years. Colorado's 10th Circuit Court overturned a ruling requiring Denver to give 7 days notice to homeless sweeps. KGNU's Luis Licon has more.
Denver law enforcement no longer have to wait 7 days before sweeping homeless encampments. A three-judge Court of Appeal panel voted in favor of overturning a previous ban on encampment sweeps this week. The appeal court based the decision on a case last year saying that the court should have never issued the 7-day waiting period in the first place. The judge said that the plaintiffs, Denver Homeless Out Loud, who brought the case, had already been barred from bringing the particular constitutional claim in the past settlement with the city. This does not mean that the city can sweep without warning. Due to a previous settlement with the Denver Homeless Out Loud, the city must still give a notice in advance, according to Andy McNulty, one of the group's attorneys. Anna Cornelius, the executive director for social change and advocacy at the Denver Homeless Out Loud, says she hopes that the city will continue to follow the practices stated in the previous injunction, even though they are not legally required to do so. For KGNU, this is Luis Licon.
Vail's Town Council voted Tuesday to condemn land earmarked for resort employee housing. Vail Resorts had planned to spend $17 million to develop affordable housing on the 23-acre parcel, but the council approved a resolution that gives the town of Vail the ability to seize ownership of the land to protect a bighorn herd that winters in the area. According to the Colorado Sun, local business owners and residents sent some 80 emails to the council urging them not to condemn the land. Some 20 emails supported the condemnation. Vail Resorts has a shortage of workers because of a lack of affordable housing. Children's Hospital Colorado announced a partnership with Guild, an online education platform to provide tuition-free education to eligible employees. Children's will be the first pediatric hospital to offer these benefits. Employees can be funded around $5,000 per year for everything from English language learning to graduate degrees. Colorado approved a first-of-its-kind bill this week that would place regulations on sperm bank donors and fertility clinics. KGNU's Steve Miller has more.
The state Senate approved a bill Wednesday that would require fertility donors to agree to have their identity revealed to their biological children when they turn 18. The bill would also limit egg and sperm donors to contributing to no more than 25 families. Donors would need to be at least 21 under the new bill and would have to give families access to updated medical records. Fertility advocates say the bill is the first of its kind in the U.S. Supporters of the bill say it would give everyone the basic right to know their own identity and deter reproduction industry fraud, such as cases of doctors using their own sperm instead of donors. Opponents say the bill would violate privacy protections and discourage donations. I'm Steve Miller for KGNU.
A bill to ban the sale of flavored tobacco products passed the State House Wednesday. Under the bill, flavored products like vapes, e-cigarettes, menthol cigarettes, and chewing tobacco would be banned starting in 2024. The bill exempts hookah products, premium cigars, and pipe tobacco. Supporters say the bill protects young people from becoming addicted to tobacco and nicotine. Representatives who voted against the proposed legislation say the exclusion of some tobacco products contradicts the mission to protect young people's health. After 4 days of very welcome rain, the sun is back. The change in weather comes just in time for CU Boulder's spring commencement ceremony and Cinco de Mayo celebrations throughout Colorado. In Boulder, mostly sunny with a high near 69 and a low around 46. Wind gusts are up to 16 miles per hour. Highs in Denver near 69 with lows in the evening around 47. Winds could gust as high as 22 miles per hour. And in Fort Collins, a high near 70 and a low around 42. Wind gusts up there get up to 28. Outside of the Boulder studio, it's 40 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Jimmy Searfoss.